Just so you know, the people in the front row, everybody in the room, raise their hands, okay? Time is the number one excuse people have for not doing this business. But this will probably be one of the most important things you're going to learn here today, and that is how you approach and talk to a friend about your business is how they think the business is. Okay? In other words, you go over to someone's home with one of your people and do a little party plan, or you do an in-home presentation, and you're there for 2-3 hours. They could love your vehicle. Remember, your vehicle is your company product market. They could just absolutely love it, you know? But guess what? They say, you know, I don't have time. Because, see, that's what they think they're going to have to do if they're going to build a business. Say you pick someone up at 7, take them to the opportunity meeting at 7:30. After the meeting, you stop at the coffee shop, and you get them home at 10 o'clock at night. They say, you know, I had a great time, but I really don't want to do this. See, because what they think the business is picking people up, taking them to this meeting. Now, let me share some things that can help you here. First of all, on the opportunity meeting, tell your prospect at least 3 times before you get to the meeting that going to the meeting this evening is only one of several ways of doing our business. Do you understand, folks? If you don't tell them that, they'll think that's it, you know? And maybe they don't want to go to this meeting every Tuesday night. That's their favorite TV night, or the kids playing soccer, or they just moved here from another town. They don't even know who they're going to get to go to the meeting anyway. Preferably, you don't have them anymore. And you convert your opportunity meeting to, if it's on a weekly basis, convert it to a weekly training meeting. They are so much more effective, and it is okay to bring a guest to a training meeting. Tell your friend, look, we're having a special training. It's always special. Special training on Tuesday evening where we're going to teach our people how to do the business. Okay, now here's the difference. If you have an opportunity meeting, let's say you had, say, 40 people in the room, you would probably be very, very lucky if 8 of them were actual guests. So you usually have someone come up in front of the room in a suit or, you know, looking like a salesperson, talking to the guests who are all sitting there like this, all locked up, because they know that person in the front of the room is going to try to sell them something. All the members, especially the ones whose guests didn't show up, are counting all the spots on the ceiling because they are bored to death. They've already heard this thing 25 times. How many of you don't have to raise your hands on this, but how many of you have ever been to an opportunity meeting where no guests were there at all and they come up and do the opportunity meeting? I mean, what's that all about? You know, everybody's already in the business, right? So let's not do those anymore. Let's do a training meeting. They're not boring because you can have like training A, B, C, and D. Training A could be about your vehicle, your company product marketing plan. Training B could be about what you learned tonight. Training C could be about the NAC. You get together with the leaders and decide what you're going to do on these 4 different trainings. So a new person, when they get started, they know that once they've attended an A, B, C, and D, they've got virtually all of their training. Now, the person doing the meeting is not talking to the guests because it's a training meeting. The guests are sitting there all relaxed because they're not talking to them. They're privileged at getting to listen in to the training. Now, you always budget 10, remember it only takes 10 minutes to teach the system, which I will be teaching to you here shortly. You always budget 10 minutes to teach the system, whether you have one person there as a guest or 10 people. They will all sign up, folks. You will never miss anyone. You know why? Because they were looking for something. That's why they came to the meeting, and you showed them something that they can do. We never miss a guest that comes to a training-style meeting that gets to hear the system. It just, you're close to 100% as you could ever possibly get. And they're a lot more fun, okay? So give it a try, and you will be amazed on how well that will work for you. Okay, what I need to do now is teach you the system. And there are three steps to the system. There's probably 1,000 variations on how you could get started into the system. I'm going to teach you two. One when you're talking to someone, and one in person, and one when you're on the phone with someone. So the system will work for you if you are trying to sponsor people anywhere you know, anywhere in the world where your company is doing business. See, I bet there are a lot of people here today who know people all over America that you haven't even tried to sponsor yet in your business because you didn't have a method of operating that would allow you to do that because you couldn't get them to your opportunity meeting or you couldn't do an in-home presentation. With the system now, you'll be able to go home, call these people, and get the ball rolling to get them started in your business. Now, let's say that I'm having breakfast, lunch, or dinner with Don and Kathy. And folks, you always wait until the end of the meal or the end of the phone conversation to start the process. If you start too soon, then they'll ask questions, and you're stuck there trying to answer questions. And remember, you don't have to know anything to do it, and how can you answer their questions if you don't know anything? So we're kind of at the end of the meal, and they ask me maybe about my PIN. Okay, this could happen almost any time with a friend. They ask you about your PIN. And I said, well, that stands for own your life, having the time and money to do what you want to do when you want to do it. But let me ask you a question. Do you know anyone? Now, notice I'm not saying, do you? It's a third party. I say, do you guys know anyone that likes to travel and go on vacation? In Europe, it's travel and go on holiday. What do you think they're going to say? I have never seen a question yet that you're close to 100% positive response in this question, because most people are going to say, well, yeah, me, we like to. Okay, that's kind of what you're going to get. Now, up to this point, have I done anything here that anyone you know couldn't do? Ask a question. Do you know anybody who could travel, go on holiday? See, time to get through here, folks, is only three sentences you're going to have a person going to have to learn to say, and they can build a business because the tools will take over and do all the talking for them, okay? So you got the first sentence, the question. Then I follow up. They say, well, yeah, I do. I say, well, you know, it takes three things to be able to travel and go on vacation. It takes time, it takes money, and it takes your health. If I can show you how you could have all three, would you be interested? Folks, let's tear that apart a little bit. You'd be challenged to find very many of your friends that have all three of those things. People have money, but they don't have the time. They have the time, but they don't have the money. They finally get the time and the money, now they don't have their health. Okay? We're giving them an opportunity to find out how they can have all three. Isn't that great? They're going to say, hey, I'm interested. Okay? Now, at that point, I reach my pocket because they say they're interested, and I pull out my business card, and I do this and have them read the back of the card. Now, folks, on the back of the card is the 45-second presentation. But understand, when a person reads it, it only takes 30 seconds. Can you see why we never get the time objection? Because how much time, see, what they think the business is, we ask a person a question, say, take three things. If you're interested, I'll show you how to get all three. And then we do this. Didn't take any other time. Okay, now, another way of getting into this. Let's say that I'm talking to Don on the phone. See, and folks, understand, it doesn't matter whether when I'm talking to him, he's down in the corner, across town, across the state, across the country, across the world. Doesn't matter. And we're having this nice friendly conversation. And just before I'm ready to hang up, kind of like an afterthought, I say, "Hey, Don, have you ever thought about what it would be like if you could own your life?"